Thank you. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Welcome to the 5 o'clock Christmas Eve service. It is a service for children, and so we're so happy that so many children are here with us tonight. It is a service in which anything goes. Laughter, bells, tears, giggles, joy, wonder, anything goes. Because tonight, Jesus is born. And Jesus walks with us through our whole lives, in our sad moments and in our happy moments. Jesus makes enough room for all of it. And so all of it is welcome here every Sunday, but especially tonight. So I hope that you are ready to celebrate the gift of Jesus Christ born. I hope that you're ready to ring bells. I hope that you're ready to sing. And children, I hope that you are ready to participate in telling this most wonderful story to all of the adults. There are instructions throughout your bulletin about what to do. Feel free to follow them or not. The only instruction that I do wish you follow is to hand your bells back in at the end of the night if you didn't bring them, if they're not your own bells. So, with those announcements behind us, let us turn to God in prayer, praying together the prayer printed in your bulletin. God, give us such love and wonder that with the shepherds and wise men and travelers unknown, we may adore the Holy Child, the promised one, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Come, all ye faithful.
You just go.
Please be seated. We have special music tonight, first presented by our children's choir, and then from anyone who wants to join the CPNS choir, anyone who was ever a part of the CPNS choir, and anyone who ever wished they were a part of the CPNS choir. So let us enjoy these Christmas anthems. Yeah, I can get one.
Yeah.
I think this is working. Yes. It's really a blessing for me to be here tonight to see all the familiar faces. And I would like to invite anyone who has attended here as a student or who wish they had, all the way up to age 25, because I remember you well. So come up. I have music sheets for those of you who forgotten the music we sang back then and need to read it. I have that. Please come up now so we can sing together.
Bring your bells. Bring your bells.
Bring your bells.
Do you want music? You good? Do you need music? Do you remember the words? I think you remember them.
We are all here tonight to celebrate a birthday. And that birthday will take place tonight. So we all have to be sure and get ready. I remembered to bring my watch. Do you have your watch? Very excited because any minute, Christmas Eve, be here. We are really very fortunate to be meeting as a school in a church so that every day on the hour we hear church bells and the children have all learned to count to four. Show me how you count to four. One, two, three, four. And those bells are ringing. Are you ready? Okay. I don't. And now they will magically turn into angels and shepherds and kings, and Mary and Joseph will bring forth a baby. Thank you, children. I mean, thank you, young people.
You guys can go back to your seats. No, it's fine. response to the gift of God's love born in Bethlehem is a response of gratitude, a response of thanksgiving. And so now in this time of offering, we get to give back to God just a portion of what God has given to us in thanksgiving for the gift of baby Jesus. All right, adults, we're going to open to our hymnals to page one, hymn 188. We're going to sing Jesus Loves Me with enough enthusiasm that these children know it is true. Jesus indeed loves them. And as we sing to them, they will make their ways to the back so that they can get ready to participate in the telling of the story. Mary and Joseph, to whom she was engaged, are on their way to Bethlehem. They had to be registered in the census, and as they travel, they hold a great secret in their hearts. Mary was about to have a baby, and this baby would be the blessed child of God. Because so many people had to travel to Bethlehem at that time, when they arrived, there was no place for them to stay, no room in the inn. And that night a long, long, long time ago, they were finally given shelter in an old barn. It was filled with the warmth of the animals and the smell of the cattle feed and straw. It was full of the noise of sheep baaing and cows mooing and goats meeing. And on that night, in that barn, the baby Jesus was born. And on that night so long ago, the shepherds were doing just what shepherds do, keeping watch over their sheep, protecting them and caring for them. But now they have good news to tell, because an angel, a messenger from God, comes to them, appears in the sky as bright as can be, out there in the fields in the middle of nowhere. And the angel declares to them, "Do not be afraid. For today, a Savior is born in Bethlehem. You will find him lying in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes. This will be the sign for you." And there with the angel appeared a multitude, hundreds, thousands of other angels, filling the night sky, singing to them, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace." The shepherds were so filled with joy. They looked at one another and they said, "Let's go. Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing for ourselves, this newborn baby." And so together, young and old, grandchildren and grandpas, that whole shepherding family, they ran to Bethlehem just as fast as they could to see what God had in store for them. The shepherds went and they worshiped the newborn king. And they told Mary and Joseph everything that had been told to them by the angels. And there was wonder and there was warmth in that barn on that cold winter night. Thank you. Far away in the east, three wise people were watching the sky. And they saw a great star appear in the sky that night, and they knew that it meant a special king had been born. And so they traveled to Jerusalem. They first stopped at the palace of King Herod. "Where is this child who has been born king of the Jews?" they asked him. Their question surprised King Herod. He ruled over the Jews, and he didn't know anything about a baby who had been born to be king. He gathered together his advisors, and they read the scriptures, and they found where it is written that the baby king would be born in Bethlehem. And so King Herod sent the wise men there. "Go, find this child, give him your gifts. And when you have found them, come back to me and tell me so that I can visit him too." They left the palace and they continued to follow the star. It led them to Bethlehem. It led them to Mary and to Joseph and to the baby Jesus. And when they arrived, right away, they dropped to their knees and they worshiped him. They gave him gifts of gold and frankincense, which smelled so sweet, gifts of myrrh and expensive perfume. The three wise men did not go back to Jerusalem to tell the King Herod where Jesus was. Before they left Bethlehem, they had a dream. And in the dream, an angel told them not to go back to King Herod. And so they left and went home by a different way. And the shepherds, they too returned to their fields, praising God for all that they had seen and heard, that God would share such good news with them, the lowly shepherds. And as Jesus grew up, he grew smarter, stronger, and kinder, and God was with him. This was just the beginning of God's love made known in Jesus Christ. And all God's people said, Amen. go out into this night to tell the whole world of the good news made known in Bethlehem. God's love born in a manger for the whole world. And as you go out, may the abundant, everlasting love of God, may the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, and the peace of that newborn King, that Christ child, be with you and attend you and keep you every day. Alleluia. Amen. Did you see 8-1?